The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We've been chatting about boundaries between your work friendships and your actual friendships in your private life. And do you have like a bra that you do everything with that happens to be someone you work with? Or do you draw the line?
Chloe.
Hi there, Robin Ross. How are you guys today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Glad I'm not on any of those highways.
Yes, thank goodness.
I literally cannot tell you how bad it is.
I know, it's so bad. I drive from Pretoria to Joburg, and Joburg in the morning to Pretoria, and then back home. And the poor guys who had that nonsense this morning going to Joburg, and now they've got nonsense going back to Pretoria. No thing.
Not fun. Listen, you sent us quite a great message earlier about dealing with people at work who are best friends. What are your rules?
Okay, so my opinion is don't do it. It gets really, really complicated. It's basically the same as dating someone in the office if you get that close.
Okay, so what in your experience has actually made you come to this conclusion? Sounds like there's a story to tell here.
Always a story. So I started a company, and a year later, another guy started the company, and we got on very, very well, and then started hanging out over the weekend, made friends with his friends, he made friends with mine. It was lovely. We would go every lunch, go shopping together. And sometimes on Friday, we'd sneak off to Pub Friday. And it was always like that. Then a promotion sort of opened up. And it wasn't a promotion to be each other's bosses. It was more of an associateship opened up. And so we were both vying for it, obviously. But by this point, it had become such a whole friendship that we knew everything about each other. So anyway, both working hard, he gets it. Same time as it changes, he then proposes to his girlfriend, who's also become one of my friends. Never mind, I also find out then about all his little side pieces.
Oh no.
Oh.
And yeah, no, it was bad. And then he gets this promotion as well on top of it. Tries to decide he's going to try boss me around. And I'm going, this is not going to work, darling. And my boss obviously picked this up and said, okay, you two, no, you can't work together. This is not going to happen. Two headstrong people. And yeah, it just fell apart. I was like, I can't sit there and look at your wife, future wife, and be her friend. I know too much. And also, don't buck me around. And it was hard because it's a small company. There's only 10 of us. Your bestie. And now you're no longer besties. He's trying to boss you, but you have to still see this person every single day.
Chloe, can I ask you an uncomfortable question?
Ooh, okay.
There wasn't like any crush vibes from your side to him or something that maybe gave you an indication that maybe he liked you or you liked him. There was nothing like that.
Look, in the very beginning, there was little baby ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But never acted on them. I mean, never ever. That would have been even more complicated. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So luckily, it was maybe crush vibes, giggles, laughs, tell jokes. You know, we really enjoyed each other's company. But I can't even imagine if something else had happened. Hey, you're...
there's so much there. And I'm going to, you know, leave aside the fact that he's got side pieces because... people are trash. Just having to compete with a bestie at work for work-related things like promotions and so on. I mean, it's business at the end of the day. You're looking out for yourself. You need to get ahead. It's just a difficult thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I understand it. I was doing the same thing. If I had won, it would have been, you know, the same. He would have not been happy about it.
Yeah.
So that is what it is. But that's when it gets caught. Because now you've got feels for this person, not the friendship feels.
Mm.
But now you're also like, wait, hold on. You knew I wanted this. You feel betrayed, but you don't. Oh, no. It's just 10 loads of complicated.
No, that is far too complicated. Tell me, though, while you guys were bestieing around at the office, you didn't irritate everyone else, right? Because that would really get on my nerves. This whole conversation started around the fact that Roz and I were told a story by someone we know who was saying they know two besties at work who will phone each other in the morning and coordinate their outfits. I'm sorry, it would irritate me. It would get to me like 36 hours and I'd be like, I'm tired of this.
I really wish I could try and make him wear some of my clothes to work. That would be hilarious.
Listen, thanks for the call.
No problem. He was my work husband, so we did lots of like things, but I don't think it irritated. When it was work time, it was work time, and it was a very social time. But yeah, there was I hope it did. I didn't know if it would take anyone, to be honest.
That's fine. If you feel like you had that line under control, I'm probably sure you probably did.
100%.
Yeah. All right.
Needless to say, I do not work there anymore.
Fair enough.
That's how that
now, now you can out all of these dirty laundries.
Exactly. Lucky I'm not dropping names, though.
Thanks for the call, Chloe. We appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
One. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers, dude.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.